Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. And today we are speaking with Leo Brown, who is Livestock Information Manager for Pioneer Hybrid. And our topic today is harvest timing effects on corn silage nutrient composition. Now, Leo, our silage hybrids have evolved over the years, and certainly they're no longer what our fathers planted. And knowing that, what is the current recommended optimum harvest window for chopping silage?
Well, you're right, Cindy. Corn silage hybrids have certainly changed over the years. Potential tonnage and starch yields are dramatically higher than, say, even 10 or 15 years ago. Besides, due to the improved genetics in general, I would say much of this increase can be attributed to the overall plant health, something we often call stay green or the stay green effect. And even though it may, maybe tweaked a little bit from time to time, depending on the situation, I would say the optimum or recommended harvest window is still basically the same range as it has been in past years, which would be to start chopping at around 70% moisture, 70 or below, I would say, with the goal to be done prior to reaching 60% moisture or 60% or above. That's, basically because I would say in today's progressive or modern operations, as simple as it may sound, too wet is still too wet, and you know what? Too dry is still too dry.
And you know what they say also? They say Rome wasn't built in a day, and I suppose you could say that also about that most producers can't chop all their corn silage in one day either. What type of impact, then, can starting too early or a premature harvest then have on silage?
Well, knowing producers are probably not able to chop all their silage when they'd like at that perfect or optimum nutrient levels, or say all in one day, as you mentioned, to make sure they get done before silage dries down too low, it does mean juggling or looking at the trade-offs of starting to chop some silage, to coin a phrase, before it's time. So the potential impacts of that could include, the most obvious one being the potential for seepage definitely increases, especially if you're looking at anything over 70% moisture, 71 or 2 would definitely increase that significantly. And both dry matter and starch are significantly less on a per acre and a per ton basis, both by starting early. To put that in perspective, for example, last year in a field research trial that we conducted in cooperation with the Illinois State University, we saw that during that approximate 2 week or 15 day period that it took to go from 70% moisture down to 60%, that total dry matter increased by about 12% and total starch increased even much more significantly at over 70%. So in order to get done chopping before silage gets too dry, which is definitely to be avoided if at all possible, as the silage would have a poor overall feed value, that does mean producers may need to give up some of this additional dry matter and starch in order to ensure that what they do get chopped is still of good nutritional value.
Well, on the flip side of that, then, what are the pros and cons of delaying corn silage harvest to the later side of the harvest window?
Well, because starch from grain is the primary source of digested energy in the corn silage, timing and moisture content of harvest can markedly influence, then, the energy content of the plants and therefore of the silage overall. And as I think I said here already, total starch increases dramatically at the later stages of the harvest window. However, with that drier corn silage, the ability to get it packed well is even more important to ensure both a good fermentation as well as good or adequate aerobic stability during feed up. Now, to make sure the cows can get full value from those corn kernels, especially if they happen to be a little bit drier as the corn gets more mature, as silage becomes drier, then it needs to be kernel processed, or adequate kernel processing, I should say, is even more important. Also, something to keep in mind is that as you delay harvest, difficulties in management of that harvest definitely increase. For example, the ability to chop it rapidly and pack it thoroughly, as well as adequately preserve the silage, then to avoid spoilage during feeding. So as such, all the trade-offs need to be considered when determining just when is the best time to chop silage in order to have the best chance of ensuring the success of your silage feeding program.
All right, good advice. Thank you very much. That's Leo Brown, Pioneer Livestock Information Specialist. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.